What about the fine old Cave Hill? If I crane my neck here, I might be able to see up to it past Napoleon's nose and all of that. I want to speak to Bern McClure. Bern, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
You're a mountain biker, Bern.
Yes, indeed.
You are not happy with Belfast City Council. They're going to have a meeting tonight and you might be banned from the Cave Hill. What sort of bother have you been causing up there? Not you personally, I'm talking about mountain bikers in general.
Well, Frank, we haven't been causing any bother at all. The fact is that mountain bikers have been using Cave Hill for over 25 years and there's never been a single incident of a mountain biker colliding with a walker. Cave Hill, it's a facility that was gifted to the people of Belfast by Lord Shaftesbury for recreation, and mountain biking is a legitimate recreational activity and it's enjoyed by thousands of Belfast citizens. Cave Hill is used by mountain bikers of all ages, from 6 to 60. It's a healthy sport, it's enjoyed by mountain bikers on a daily basis, improves stamina and fitness. Now the council have bylaws and the bylaws clearly state that safe cycling is permitted and that's what we abide by. And the fact is that Cave Hill is the only substantial piece of elevated ground in the urban Belfast area where mountain bikers can enjoy downhill mountain biking. And what we have now is a situation where the council have produced a flawed report. It uses inflammatory language. It's been presented without proper consultation and it's totally littered with inaccuracies. There's been a complete failure to engage with mountain bikers. Jackboot tactics are being used, and I mean by that they're threatening, and I'd quote, a blitz on Cave Hill. And I'd ask the question, what do they mean? Are they going to surround the park, seize bikes from kids, from children that are using the park and issue fines? You have mountain bikers riding around Cave Hill and they can't afford to travel to the Mourns or the Spurns. And I'm just wondering, you know, has there been an equality impact assessment carried out in this policy? The bottom line is what we need now going forward is partnership, not persecution. We're trying to seek meaningful engagement to manage a shared resource, and that's what Cave Hill is. It's a shared resource for the citizens.
Well, the report is commissioned by Belfast City Council. Obviously, they've had complaints. It's recommending a total ban on mountain biking in the Cave Hill Country Park area. This proposal, I've told you, will come before the council's People and Communities Committee this evening. It's provoked the reaction that we're hearing from you, Bern, from other mountain bikers. You're quite annoyed. You're insisting that everything possible has been done, really, to from your side to cooperate with other hill users, the walkers and the runners and the people, the families who'd just be dandering about. You do feel demonised to some extent. Having said all of that, Bern, the pathways up to the top of Cave Hill are very narrow and winding. If you were, you know, on the hill and you were enjoying a day out with maybe two or three kids and the dog on the lead, and the next thing, bicycles come flying down, and they can reach maybe 30 miles an hour coming down those hills. It isn't the recipe for safety.
But Frank, that's the key point here. The tracks that are used to get by walkers to get to the top of Cave Hill are gravel tracks, and those tracks, mountain bikers only use those tracks to walk up with whenever they have heavy downhill bikes, or else if they're fit enough, they'll cycle up to the top. And whenever we're cycling up, that's a very steep terrain. We're cycling up very slowly, and often you're cycling up at the same pace the walkers are going beside you, and you're talking to the walkers, and there's a good relationship with walkers.
Yeah, but Bern, that's when you get to the gravel. I'm talking right about the pathway the whole way up from the zoo. There's no gravel there.
Well, I would use the zoo trail quite a lot. There's a dedicated path to walk up, and I walk up it, and there's a lot of steps and what have you. But the trails that we would come down, and that and the mountain bikers are, and they are steep and they are technical, but we're not coming down at excessive speeds. But those.
But
trails,
would you be coming down past the caves? Would you be coming down past like the hell belly and stuff that they talk about?
Well, that very narrow part at the caves that you're referring to, that is a shared space, and there's no reason why it can't be shared space. And what you find is that mountain bikers avoid that area and at key times whenever there's a lot of pedestrians or a lot of walkers there. Mountain bikers will head up maybe at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. They'll go up with torchlights at night. And during the summer, we'll maybe leave it until later on in the evening when there aren't so many walkers about. And whenever we're coming down that particular part, we will exercise caution to make sure that we're not going to run into anybody. The bottom line is this report was actually commissioned on foot of a complaint that mountain bikers made. We were complaining about sabotaging that was going on. Rocks were getting put on the trails that we use, and branches were getting cut across, and fishing line was getting crossed to deliberately cause damage to mountain bikers. And the response from the council, rather than dealing with a couple of individuals who are persistently engaged in this activity, and we provided the police with video evidence of these individuals, and we provided the council, and we asked the council to do something about this antisocial behaviour, and their response has been to suggest that mountain bikers, thousands of mountain bikers, should be banned from using a civic amenity.
How many use it? I'm sure thousands don't use it. How many do use it? If thousands used it, we'd never walk up the mountain.
In our group, the Cavell Mountain, and we don't represent every single mountain biker that uses it. There's hundreds of mountain bikers. There's upwards of 300 to 500 mountain bikers would use it, but a lot of us are using trails well out of the way, and that's why you maybe don't see a lot of mountain bikers on the hill itself. There's local bike shops would use Cave Hill to test out prototype bikes, and to the chain reaction they used it a couple of years ago as part of their promo for their 2016 downhill team that brought it to Cave Hill. The Irish downhill champion, enduro champion Colin Ross, he regularly trains up in Cave Hill because it's a great amenity for downhill mountain biking. And all we're asking for is some sort of a partnership and to work a meaningful engagement from the council that we can create an agreed recreational strategy for all users on Cave Hill. Because, you know, we work quite closely with the Cave Hill Conservation Group, which is predominantly walkers. We join with them in environmental projects, litter clearance, planting trees, and that's all to let people see that, you know, mountain bikers are just as passionate about Cave Hill as anyone else.
Do you think you'll be banned tonight?
Well, we're seeking representation at the subcommittee. The chair has agreed to put it to the subcommittee that we should be allowed to speak in advance of the report, which we have been very critical of as being inaccurate and not substantiated. And if the committee agree, we will get to speak for a couple of minutes. We have lobbied a lot of the councillors to let them know our views and to let them know that there's a significant body of people that use the hill and that we shouldn't be demonised and we shouldn't be banned from the hill. You know, the thing is, the council and the police, they would be better... They should have the more pressing issues around dog fouling, underage drinking, antisocial activities, and that's where the PSNN and the council should be devoting their resources rather than targeting a legitimate recreational group that are there to enjoy themselves.
Okay, Byrne, you've put your pitch. I'll throw it out to see what people think. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Byrne McClure, very enthusiastic mountain biker up on the beautiful Cave Hill. You know, I've been up and down Cave Hill many a time. I have to say, I've rarely been annoyed by a mountain biker. I think maybe once in all the times I've been up. I am interested, however, in hearing from you because I tend to do Divis and Black Mountain more than I would do Cave Hill. Do you have a desire to see the bikes put off the hill? And, you know, is there not a suggestion there that, like, where would you ride a mountain bike if you can't ride it on Cave Hill? Having said that, are there some who are a bit reckless and because the tracks are so narrow, you're having to step aside and you're afraid of falling or twisting your ankle or whatever, and you're concerned about a bicycle running into your child or your dog? Do let us know. 90 333 105. So should mountain bikes be banned from Cave Hill or not? Do give us your tuppence on it.
You 105.
So what does the public think? Some of you are happy enough to have the mountain bikes there. Jeff and Kenny are both mountain bikers. They love it up on Cave Hill. What else is popping up? Frank Murray says, Frank, just a thought. Has anyone done a feasibility study for either a cable car or a ski lift to bring tourists from Belfast Castle to the top of Cave Hill? I think they'd enjoy the views. They certainly would enjoy the views. And this one says, well, hurrah for Lord Shaftesbury for giving the people of Ireland the Cave Hill. We're so grateful to him. Capital letters, unbelievable. In fairness to old Shaftesbury, he gave us a square as well, didn't he? Now, let me speak to Paul, who's on the stand. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Frank.
Paul, you're the sort of boy who would be... I'm trying to work this out because there's a little note says you were on this programme 4 years ago. You're a tree hugger and you were talking about bicycles on Cave Hill. You want them off, I presume.
No, it's not a tree hugger. Basically, 4 years ago, there was a professional mountain bike race on the Cave Hill, and a lot of investment was put in. That was the first time I'd seen the pathways cut back, and the paths actually made wider, bits of old fence removed. So it was actually a more like pleasant walk around the Cave Hill, and then I realised it's because there was a professional mountain bike race on the Cave Hill. And prior to that, the Cave Hill had seen little investment in the past. We're in a pitiful state. No signposts. Given the amount of tourists that are up there now, there are very little signposts. And it's embarrassing if you compare it to Black Mountain, where there's adequate signposts. I mean, you're not going to get lost in the Cave Hill, but at the same time, it's embarrassing whenever you see tourists or families up there and there's no signpost to indicate how they get back to the castle.
So what are you saying? Are you saying to me that the race and the development of the mountain biking has helped the Cave Hill?
On that one occasion, it did, because they definitely invested in the paths, obviously to help their race. And I don't know who what organiser did it, but they definitely invested in the paths. That was about 4 years ago. My thoughts would be the Cave Hill should be open to everybody, and there's responsibility for everybody, whether it be people on bikes or people's dogs, people's families, but there's responsibility for everybody using the Cave Hill. I mean, speaking to that or listening to that chap, he is putting forward a strong enough argument, and the Cave Hill big enough. I think the bikes should be kept away from the main paths, and I think where he's talking about is beside the zoo. Over the years, they've created their own biking paths, which it is off the beaten track. But again, the erosion of that's causing to that part of the wooded area and stuff.
But eventually they would get to the top. When they get to the top, then do they follow the pathways the whole way to the whatever that road is? There's a way by the dump. Do they do all that?
No, I think what he's talking about is basically from the Antrim Road end, say from where Guy's shop used to be, that there's a path that leads up that way. And then once you get off the drive, there are cycle routes that the cyclists have created with their bumps, etc., over the years. But I mean, if the bikers kept that sort of area and left the paths to walkers, not, I think it'd be happier, because it's only a matter of time before someone gets injured. If people come down quite quick and like children run in front of a bike or a dog or something like that, you know.
Yeah, I've been obviously many's a time through the Mary Peters track where they have that extended area of woodland behind the Mary Peters track, which is an official mountain biking facility, and it is very well signposted. But, you know, you feel, oh my goodness, a bike might fly out in front of me at any time. But it's highly unlikely that anyone's going to be hit by one of them. If you're going to encourage mountain biking, you've got to give them somewhere to ride their kit.
Well, listen to that, Charles, Byrne. I think I have changed my opinion of even a dedicated area of the Cave Hill, you know, signposted where they're not going to. There's no danger of anybody running to the families. And I haven't said that. The amount of times I have encountered bikers up there, and they are courteous, you know, and, you know, so I do hear what he's saying, but at the same time, I think it should be a dedicated area.
Yeah, and it's often, as you've touched on there, down to the mentality of individual riders, a dedicated area does seem like a sensible way to go as opposed to just banning them. But council will discuss it tonight. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes, John.
Fantastic programme. I have a point on the biking for you, which seems to be overlooked by everybody. There is a main track up Cave Hill. I frequent it quite often on foot. I don't ride a bike. I haven't got one. The main track that goes up is a proper pathway. The tracks that the bikers are on are not pathways. They've been created by the bikers coming down the hill.
So do people not walk on those pathways at all?
Yes, people have now availed of the path that the bikers have actually made.
So do you think maybe there should be a special cordoned off area that says for downhill bikes only, and that may cure the issue?
No, I think the bikers are quite sensible, really. I did have an incident last year with one. I was up with my grandson, who's 10 years old, and a biker come tearing down the hill, and rather than plough into us, he took to off of the pathway that they have created, and he actually ended up straddling a rather large tree stump.
Yeah, but
his bike went into the hedge.
Sure, but the point is, we don't want to see him injured. We don't want to see his bike damaged. We don't want to see your child injured. And we don't want to see you injured. So he did very well to get out of the way, and fair play to him. But it sounds like as if it is an accident waiting to happen. And if that is the case, then City Council could be in the court.
I don't believe that, because the bikers are very aware of where they're heading for. You don't plough down a hill without looking where you're going. And they will see a walker. Most of the walkers are at least 5-6 foot tall. And they would have their clothing on and very visible. And a biker will slow down for that.
But it's not a very pleasant experience, John. John, it's not a very pleasant experience if you're going up the mountain and you're hoping, oh, here's one coming now. Oh, goodness. Ooh. Oh, he's very skilled. He's stopped, or he's got past me, or he's gone off on the other track. You know, you want to be able to walk up a hill without worrying about a bicycle coming down it. So my argument would be, have a place for people who walk up and have a separate place for people who cycle down. Would that not be the obvious way out of this?
Well, if you were going to create paths, cordon off areas for the bikers, that would probably cost the council a fortune, and they would go against it. The bikers, they are visible. It's the experienced bikers are up there. The bikes that they have you seen them?
Well, I've never passed a huge amount of remarks on them, but I do live close to Lady Dixon Park, and the same type of sports person goes in there all covered in mud and helmet lights on and bicycles, and they're riding in the dark. You know, they seem like very fit guys with pretty decent sets on them.
Those bicycles are thousands of pounds. They're not the ones that you see someone riding around the streets on, where they're very dangerous on the streets. They, even around town, the bikers will come up onto the footpath and be colliding with pedestrians. That happens all the time in the streets. But these bikers that are up there, they spent a fortune, an absolute fortune on their bikes. They know what they're doing with it, and they don't go around trying to break them.
Okay, I'll trust you on that one, John. You can continue to let us know your analysis of the mountain bike experience. I have to say, in fairness to the mountain bike fraternity, if you can't ride them on Cave Hill, you know, why would you have one? It's perfect place for having a mountain bike, but not if you're putting pedestrians at risk.